A word for you from Job in the Old Testament, chapter 42, verse 8. The Lord speaking to Job's friends says, "Now therefore take to yourself seven bulls and seven rams, and go to my servant Job and offer for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer, lest I deal with you according to your foolishness, because you have not spoken of me that which is right, as my servant Job has." And verse 10 says, "And after Job prayed, when he prayed for his friends, the Lord restored Job's losses, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." I've thought over this text, dear listening friend, and it's been a challenge to me when I read that the Lord had instructed Job's friends to go to him and ask prayer that they may be forgiven. They had spoken cruelly against Job. The Lord says here, "You've spoken according to your foolishness concerning me to Job. Now you go and ask him to pray for you, and I will forgive you." Job was going through a tremendous trial, and all his dear friends, his comforters, did was accuse him and find fault with him. And I just thought, as I share this short devotion with you, of a critical spirit that had come into their hearts. They didn't realize in their folly that God was testing Job. They didn't realize that it was God who had allowed all Job's losses. And in their foolishness, they criticized him and found fault with him and said, "Oh, Job, you who used to feed and help so many, why is it that you're like this now?" And God said, "You go and you ask Job to pray with you. And if Job prays for you, I will forgive you." And oh, may God save us from a critical spirit. Thank you.